This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome, Morning Devotions. You might have heard the story of a lady named Fanny Crosby, an American born in 1820. At age 6 weeks, she had this eye inflammation that required some medical action. A local doctor applied the wrong medication to her eyes, which ended up blinding her for life, a terrible mistake, and her vision was destroyed. But it was the beginning of an amazing life of service to other people through her writings and her poetry. And this little girl could have been very bitter and resentful about what happened. She could have hated this doctor who made such a tragic mistake or blamed God, but she didn't do any of that. She had a grandmother who held her in her arms and taught her that she should know and love God. And as a small child, she opened her heart to him. And Fanny Crosby learned more of God and of his love for her. She surrendered her life to him, and she did something else. She made up her mind that she'd be contented. She couldn't understand why God had allowed her to become blind, but nonetheless, she was confident of his love for her. And when she grew up, Fanny Crosby began writing hymns of praise and thanksgiving to God. In fact, she wrote over 6,000 hymns, and Christians around the world have sung her hymns and songs. So although she was blind and spent her physical life in darkness, Fanny Crosby was one of the happiest Christians who ever lived. So what was the secret of her happiness? She trusted in the love and wisdom of God. She didn't understand why God had allowed her to become blind, but she trusted him and his wisdom. She accepted herself, her circumstances, and God made her a real blessing to the whole world. But what impresses me most is that she accepted herself despite this blindness. This story tells me that a lot depends on my attitude. Do I accept myself for who I am, or am I more often wishing I was different or better looking? Do I live in regret of what might have been? This attitude toward myself has a name. It's actually called self-image. Our self-image is the way we see ourselves. We live in an age which seems to be preoccupied with self-image. We talk about a selfie, taking a selfie with our cameras, but it's more than that. Problems arise when we have a faulty self-image and we say, I'm a worthless person. I've been a failure. What hope is there for me? If people really knew what I was like, they wouldn't like me. How often we think that, or we cut ourselves off from other people because we can't accept ourselves. It was Mark Twain who said, the worst loneliness is not to be comfortable with yourself. Now, this is where the Christian faith can be a great help. The Bible says, you are a valuable person. In Psalm 139, it says, I am your unique creation, filled with wonder and awe. You see all things. Nothing about me was hidden from you. Every detail of my life was already written in your book. You are supremely valuable because you were created in God's image. You are loved and forgiven. And God says in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And because of that, you're unique. You can cheerfully accept yourself because of this. Many times, I think our lack of self-confidence comes from hating how we look. We believe that we're not good enough, or we don't have the right clothes. The truth is, what we see on the outside is not really important. The Apostle Paul said, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal. That was in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We should be focusing on God's love and how he accepts us unconditionally through his teachings, his mercy and love. We can learn to love ourselves. Only the good news of Jesus offers this true hope. I think many of us go about life with a kind of bravado, this bold competence and this self-assurance. The truth is that I think most of us wish we were different. If only we were more outgoing or physically fit or had a financial sense of security like my friend does, or a full head of hair, something like that. While it's okay to admire the good traits in others, sometimes this desire to be like someone else is actually a form of covetousness or envy. So what about learning to accept yourself as God has made you? Heavenly Father, here's the question. How can I accept myself? Truly, Lord, it can be done only as I trust you and allow you to take control, full control of my life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.